chapter 85 to 87.
Further, know that in former times and in former generations, our fathers had helpers, righteous prophets and holy ones. Moreover, we were in our own land, and they helped us when we sinned, and they intervened for us with Him who had created us, since they trusted in their works. And the Mighty One heard them and purged us from our sins. But now, the righteous have been assembled, and the prophets are sleeping. We too have left the land, and Zion has been taken away from us. And now we have nothing, except for the Mighty One and His law. Therefore, if we direct and dispose our hearts, we shall receive everything which we lost, tremendously multiplied. For whatever we lost was subjected to corruption, and whatever we receive will not be corruptible. Therefore, I have also written to our brothers in Babel, so that I may attest these things to them as well. And everything that I have previously told you should be before your eyes always, since we are still in the spirit of the power of our liberty. And further, the Most High is also long-suffering towards us here, and He has shown to us what is to come, and has not concealed from us what will happen at the end. Therefore, before the judgment exacts its own, and truth of what is rightfully hers, let us prepare our soul that we may possess and not be possessed, and that we may hope and not be put to shame, and that we may rest with our fathers and not be tormented with those who hate us. For the youth of this world has passed away, and the vigor of creation is already exhausted. And the advent of the times is very near. Indeed, they will have passed by. And the pitcher is near to the cistern, and the ship to the port, and the journey's course to the city, and life to its consummation. And further, prepare your souls so that, after you have sailed and disembarked from the ship, you may find rest and not be condemned once you have arrived. For behold, the Most High will bring all these things to pass. There will never again be an opportunity for repentance, nor a limit to the times, nor a duration of the seasons, nor a change of ways, nor an opportunity for prayer, nor sending up petitions, nor acquiring knowledge, nor giving love, nor opportunity for a soul to repent, nor supplications for offenses, nor prayers of the fathers, nor intercession of the prophets, nor help of the righteous. For there is the sentence of judgment to corruption, the way to the fire, and the path that leads to glowing coals. That is why there is one law through one world, and an end for all those who dwell in it. Then He will preserve those whom He is able to forgive, and He will purge them from sins. And at the same time, He will destroy those who are polluted with sins. Therefore, when you receive my letter, read it carefully in your assemblies, and meditate upon it, in particular on the days of your fasts. And remember me by this letter, as I also, in the same way, remember you by it, and always. and it happened after I had finished all the words of this letter, composing it carefully until the end, that I folded it and sealed it carefully and bound it to the neck of the eagle. And I let it go and sent it away.
The end of the letter of Baruch, son of Neriah.